Greetings to the broadest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today, as we've been going through the open theism versus Calvinism debate between Matt Slick and Will Duffy, we're going to get to my question in the Q&A session where I challenged Matt Slick when he claimed that he does not say that God is outside of time, but it's all over his website. And he had been teaching that as recently as 2 weeks before the debate. So I'll get to some of those particulars so you could see the significance of a popular Calvinist theologian changing on the dime because of the force of the open theist argument regarding the incarnation that God cannot exist outside of time. God must exist inside of time. Before that, a couple news stories. One on Jerusalem, and the other on the media, Matt Drudge, emergency room doctors, finally figuring out that long-term use of marijuana is highly correlated to vomiting. It's called the cyclic vomiting syndrome. It's horrific. It's in the headlines now as state after state is decriminalizing getting high with marijuana, decriminalizing the use, the cultivation, the selling of pot, then we are finding out that there is a dramatic increase of people who have repeated bouts of uncontrollable vomiting. It's really a scary thing. But first, with Jerusalem. Donald Trump, yesterday, I think we sufficiently condemned Donald Trump for fully funding Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry, and for nominating judges like Neil Gorsuch, who claim that the Supreme Court has the authority to set aside an unborn child's right to life. So we have sufficiently tarred Donald Trump with that his policies make him guilty of the killing of innocent children. And so if you love Donald Trump, you're not going to approve of him. You're going to warn him to repent now, and certainly before he sees the Lord. Okay, so having sufficiently rebuked him yesterday, let me talk about something he did that was great, recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. You see, Barack Obama hated the Palestinians. In fact, he hated Muslims and Arabs generally when it comes to this issue, because if someone has a delusion and you hate them, then you'll feed into their delusion. So Hamas, Hezbollah, the Palestinian Authority, they think that the nation of Israel is illegitimate. And their goal is to abolish the nation of Israel. So when the other nations of the world refuse to recognize the capital of the state of Israel, then those other nations are playing into the delusion of the Palestinians and of the Arabs generally and of Muslims generally. So if your friend, if someone you love has a delusion, you don't play into it. So if America says we will not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, even though it is their capital, that's where their Knesset is, that's the capital city of their nation. When we say we will not recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, we are playing into the delusion of the Palestinians as though we hate them. And so if you love someone and they are deluded, you're not going to play into that delusion. So by Europe, by the world, refusing to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, they are effectively hating the Palestinians. Because the Palestinians, if ever they can realize a hope for a peaceful and prosperous existence, they're going to have to come to terms with the reality of the state of Israel. And so Donald Trump, he kept George W. Bush's campaign promise, right, to recognize Jerusalem. In fact, he kept Barack Obama's campaign pledge. Barack Obama, his very first foreign policy speech after he got the Democratic nomination for president, he stated that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. He stated that clearly. Why? He was speaking to a pro-Israel organization. That's why he said it, because politicians lie to their own. Because politicians lie to special interest groups, the way Donald Trump lied to pro-lifers, saying, for example, he's going to defund Planned Parenthood, and he fully funds them. For a year now, he's given them about $500 million, about $500 million, funding them at Barack Obama levels. Okay, with marijuana, the cyclic vomiting syndrome, it's on the Drudge Report today. It's in the headlines, state after state that are decriminalizing marijuana. There's what, as of January 1st, 8 states now, tragically. I mean, as though the people of California were not delusional enough, now they are decriminalizing marijuana. Could you imagine what a lost cause the entire state of California is? They say they want to secede, right? I think we should encourage them to secede. And when they secede from the United States of America, then we could invade them, take them over as a territory, and not give them the vote. Or just let them go. Just let them go. Because now, with the smoking of pot that's going to go from epidemic to uber epidemic in California, remember that stupid doesn't make you sin, but sin makes you stupid. And so the sin of smoking marijuana to get high and then being high more frequently than you have been in your life to that point, then that makes you increasingly stupid. So you could just Google marijuana and vomiting, or you could go to our website, kgov.com/pot, for the most significant list on the entire internet of the scientific studies showing the harmful effects of marijuana use. So now let's go to the debate, and we're going to look at the claim that Matt Slick said that he does not say that God is outside of time. That was first a major concession to open theism, because unlike Arminianism or Calvinism, which both include a settled future, and the philosophical claim that God exists outside of time, open theism has no such requirement, and so many open theists go with the biblical presentation of God existing in time, in everlasting time. So for 2 weeks, Matt Slick prepared for the debate by viewing, listening, and reading our previous debates, specifically on the incarnation. And during those 2 weeks, he changed the position that he had held for probably 30 years, writing repeatedly, claiming, teaching that God is outside of time. Now, he didn't want to admit to the listeners, to the audience, maybe not even to himself, that he has just changed that position, but he has. So first, let's hear the way he put it in the very beginning of the cross-examination with Will Duffy.
He has certain capacities and certain abilities. I don't like to speak for God. It's like I don't say he's outside of time. I don't say there's an eternal now.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So aside from I don't like to speak for God, which is what all of Calvinism is. I mean, Calvinists present the Bible as though it's baby talk about God, and Calvinism as though it's grown-up talk about God. So Calvinism is nothing if not a representation of what the truth is about God, really. So Matt saying, I don't like to speak for God, that sure catches your attention. But then he said, I don't say that God is outside of time. Note the present tense, because for 30 years he said that God is outside of time. He says, I don't say that God is outside of time. I don't say that God is in an eternal now. So I searched Matt's website for the phrase outside of time. I did this during the debate. And Google lets you search one particular website. Instead of just searching outside of time, say in quotes, instead of just doing that, you could type site, S-I-T-E, colon, and then the name of the website. I did carm.org, site, colon, carm.org, and then in quotes, I put outside of time. And I found out that Google says that Matt Slick's website has the phrase outside of time 44 times, 44 times. And I'm going to share with you a half a dozen articles that Matt Slick wrote in which he uses the statement, God is outside of time, either as the conclusion of his argument or as a premise for his argument. But let's hear that audio again, because it's so short. It's like 10 seconds long. Let's hear that again, and then I'll share with you some of these articles in which Matt Slick says that claimed wrongly that God is outside of time. Then we're going to go to a teaching he gave 2 weeks before the debate. We have that on video. And then we're going to go to my question. I was the first in the Q&A to ask a question, and I asked it about this topic. So let's hear that again.
He has certain capacities and certain abilities. I don't like to speak for God. Just like I don't say he's outside of time. I don't say there's an eternal now.
Okay, wow. If you search Matt's website for eternal now, Google says the phrase appears about a dozen times. There's an article written by one of Matt's associates, Brad Houston, and that says God exists in the eternal now. But there are half a dozen articles where Matt Slick himself writes, and these are typically central arguments in these articles where he says God is outside of time. So I'll share some of these with you. For example, he has an article titled, Did God Create Himself? From what I can tell, some of these are dated. Others, you look at archive.org on the internet, they all seem to be written or at least posted within the last few years and certainly within the last 10 years. So, did God create himself? Matt Slick wrote that we don't relate to God in his time frame. He exists outside of our time reference. He says God exists outside of time. And then he goes on to explain and to try to justify that concept. We have an article. In fact, it's the most popular article online for when people Google the phrase, is God outside of time? The answer, according to Google, is not according to the Bible. Just Google that. Is God outside of time? And it links to our article, kgov.com/time. So there is the first article, Did God Create Himself? Matt Slick says, well, obviously no, and God is outside of time. Another article titled A Logical Refutation of Open Theism by Matt Slick first appeared online 6 years ago. He writes that God is not restricted by nor contained within time. God cannot be restricted by time and is outside of it. And then he writes, these are verbatim quotes, God has always existed and continues to exist outside of time. And then he adds, God exists outside of time. Is there any doubt that Matt Slick has believed that God is outside of time throughout his entire career as a theologian and until very recently? By the way, when theologians say God is not restricted by time, in the debate, Will Duffy, and we've already mentioned it, the burning bush passage, and that passage is a strong argument refuting that God exists outside of time. But also, in the 343 miracles listed in the Bible, just go to kgov.com/miracles. In all those miracles, and some of them are miracle events in which, in one event, hundreds of miracles were performed by God. In 343 miracles and miracle events where God supernaturally intervened, never once did God go back in time to fix something or to prevent something from happening. And so that's not proof of the argument, but that is consistent with the argument we make based on the incarnation, that God is not outside of time. God is in time. If God were outside of time, he could go back to the Garden of Eden and try to prevent Adam and Eve from sinning. Or in the many ways he intervened in the Bible, in Israel's history, he could have gone back in time to intervene in other creative ways. But God is restricted by time. He's not able to go back into the past. That's why we should not pray for the dead. It is foolish to pray for things that are past. Then there's another article on Matt's website. If God is all-knowing and he knows our future, then how can we have free will? This article by Matt Slick, Matt writes, quote, God is outside of time. Our question deals with a situation from a perspective inside of time where God is outside of time. He said it twice in that article. Another article, this was posted in 2010. If God knows our free will choices, do we still have free will? By Matt Slick, he writes, God has no beginning, and since beginning deals with an event in time, God is outside of time. Another article first appeared online in 2009, as far as we can tell. Does God have a body? By Matt Slick. Since God is outside of time, he could not be material. So that's his premise there. Sometimes it's his conclusion. Other times it's his premise. Either way, he has taught for many years through his entire career as a Calvinist theologian, because it's a foundation of Calvinism that God exists outside of time. There's an article on his website about an evolutionist who says evolution is a fact. Now that's the topic, a somewhat short article, and yet somehow Matt finds a way in that article to say God is outside of time in an article about evolution. How's that? Another article, how can Jesus pay for all our sins, past, present, and future, by Matt Slick, dated May 31st, 2016. So a year and a half before the debate, he writes, since God is outside of time. How about this article, did Jesus know the future, by Matt Slick, being God, and because he is outside of time. Another article by Matt Slick, The False Prophecies of Joseph Smith. Because God, who is outside of time, makes no mistakes. And then there are dozens of blog posts at Matt's website, which have obvious agreement from Matt that God is outside of time. Oh, and by the way, his question, how can Jesus pay for our sins, including our future sins? It's because the payment was the life of God the Son. That was the payment. Jesus is God the Son. Jesus is the payment. Jesus gave himself for us. He became a curse for us. He became sin for us. He took upon himself the sin of the world. So his payment, the value of his life, is infinite. So that payment for our sin could pay for all the sin of the entire human race and would pay for all the sin of whoever would trust in him, whoever. He doesn't have to itemize each and every future sin in order to pay for all the sin. Instead, God offers something of far greater value and worth than the rebellion of the entire human race. And that greater value and worth was his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, God the Son. Okay, now let's go to the Q&A period. I had the opportunity to ask the first question, and I heard Matt Slick say, well, I don't say that God is outside of time, and I looked at his website, and he's been saying it for years, and it's the foundational claim of Calvinism. Actually, that God is immutable is their ultimate non-negotiable. That is their most fundamental doctrine, that God is utterly immutable. And so God being outside of time is the stepchild of utter immutability. So let's hear the question and Matt's reply.
All right, and I'm Pastor Bob Inyer, Denver Bible Church. Matt, we love you so much and appreciate your ministry and how you've helped so many people trust in the Lord. As we get older, we tend to forget things. So I'd like to quote a theologian on a website called karm.org. You've said a number of times that Will misrepresented your position, and so you didn't really answer his question about God is outside of time. Karm.org, in an article you've written, and that phrase, that God is outside of time, appears frequently on your website.
What article?
And in this one article, Did God Create Himself?, you write that God is outside of time, time does not apply to God because God is outside of time, and then you make an argument about why God must be outside of time. So, being consistent with Augustine and Boethius and Aquinas and Luther and Calvin, who all claim that God was outside of time, and your website largely affirms that God is outside of time. It states that. Could you now answer Will's question about if God were outside of time, if somebody claimed that, like Calvinism does, like John Calvin did, then God the Son, going from one nature for eternity past, the divine nature, to now God the Son, the person of God the Son, now having two natures, that he is the man Jesus Christ, and he has a human and a divine nature, that is a change, it's a sequence that cannot be had if God were outside of time. Could you address that? Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't even remember that article. And I'm 22 years old, so.
Stop the tape. When Matt said in the cross-examination of Will Duffy, I don't say that God is outside of time, he used the present tense because he changed his view within 2 weeks of the beginning of the debate. 2 weeks before the debate, we have him teaching that open theism is wrong because it says that God is in time. 2 weeks. So he used the present tense, I do not say that God is outside of time. I said, Matt, this claim that God is outside of time is all over your website. And he says, what article? And that article is 22 years old. Well, he has written many articles with their central claim being that God is outside of time, including recent articles either written or posted, a half a dozen within the last few years, one in 2016. So there are times during the debate where Matt used tactics to deflect the attention of the audience from what was actually happening, to have a popular Calvinist theologian say, I do not say that God is outside of time. That alone is historic. But he wanted the audience to think that that concession was not made because of a debate with an open theist. He wanted the audience to think it's been 22 years and he's known that God is in time. That was a misrepresentation and it was deliberate. I gave him the benefit of the doubt at first, thinking maybe he forgot. But how could you forget when it's all over your website, including in recently authored articles? Let's continue with that.
That's there. What I'm going to do is go back and rewrite and say, you know, that really doesn't make sense. If you've listened to me on the radio, which I know you guys have because you quoted me, and then there was my last statement on the 28th when you guys did this, I said, what does it even mean to be outside of time? No one really knows.
Stop the tape. It's irrational to claim that God is outside of time. You cannot have a living, relational God, a person, a being outside of time. That's not rational. So to say, what does it mean to be outside of time? Matt had been listening to our debates for the previous 2 weeks. He realized the implausibility of the Calvinist position that God could be outside of time and yet become a man. So hence his position changed because of the force of the open theist argument regarding the incarnation.
Which one of those are you going to quote? The one from back then or the one now that's more current? So obviously, as I've gone through and thought and learned, as we all do, you know, I've changed a few positions here and there. I'm like, oh, I don't believe that anymore. I got to work on that. I got to change this or that. And that'll be the case with that, if I said that, which if you said I did, I did. That's the article. Is that outside of time? I got it written. I'll take a look. I'll go through, modify it, and stuff like that. So the answer doesn't really, well, the question doesn't really fit now.
Thank you.
Sorry.
All right, now we're going to go to a teaching Matt gave 2 weeks before the debate. But first, think about this. If someone modifies one of the beliefs they have about the Bible, one of their doctrines, part of their theology, some things could be relatively superficial and other things utterly fundamental. And whether or not God is outside of time is one of those utterly fundamental claims, which is why there has been virtual unanimity among theologians since Augustine that God has to be outside of time because the future is settled. And they used Plato's argument, because God is perfect, anything perfect cannot change. Therefore, God cannot have a new thought. He cannot himself experience anything. He has to be utterly outside of time and immutable. Without that doctrine, the entire edifice of Calvinism collapses. So Matt Slick's supporters, those who go to him as an authority about the scriptures, they should realize the significance of Matt Slick saying, I do not say that God is outside of time. Now let's hear Matt from 2 weeks before his debate with Will Duffy.
Open theism is a heresy. And it's a man-centered theology that reduces God and elevates man. Now, it reduces God because what it essentially is doing is stating that God is limited to time, has certain aspects and attributes that must work in concert with time.
So like that first clip, this was quick. Let's hear it one more time, and then we'll conclude this matter.
Open theism is a heresy. And it's a man-centered theology that reduces God and elevates man. Now, it reduces God because what it essentially is doing is stating that God is limited to time, has certain aspects and attributes that must work in concert with time. And also,
Stop the tape. Okay. As with all Calvinist theologians, the claim that God is outside of time, it's an unbiblical philosophical claim, is coincident with their entire theology from when they began to hold the theology. And for Matt Slick, this is historic now. The first time ever, we believe, a popular Calvinist theologian has come out under pressure from open theists saying, I do not say that God is outside of time. What Matt Slick doesn't realize is that the edifice of Calvinism and the settled future collapses once you disregard that false philosophical claim. May God bless you. Have you heard of the Plot Manuscript? It's 330 pages, an overview of the entire Bible. People who have read it have said it's helped them understand and enjoy the Word of God. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. I wrote the plot years ago. We sell it at a money-back guarantee, $49.95 plus shipping and handling. And if you don't feel that you really understand the Bible now, we want to give you your money back. So go online to order it at kgov.com, or call us at 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278.